At the wedding at Cana, Jesus and his mother are invited to a wedding banquet, as seen in the recent creation by Luis Gomez Domingo, an artist living in Bierzo for decades. The scene acquires an intimate, austere, domestic and familiar ambience, centered on Christ and his closest ones at the table, hospitable and generous with those accompanying him at the feast. Jesus, with a grave and serene demeanor, manifests himself before them with a luminous presence, sharing the most essential foods and a jar that miraculously contains the expected new wine. Once the transubstantiation miracle is realized, Christ's figure is placed in the foreground, symbolically inviting the viewer to sit with him to enjoy the banquet in intimate communion. The Last Supper is the prefiguration of the full life inaugurated in the Eucharist. The banquet is an image of the full life understood as the supreme act of hospitality, precisely because it is not just a biological act, but a cultural element unfolding countless semantic, semiotic, intentional, historical components, enabling a reading from an anagogical spiritual perspective. José Bela Zanetti interprets this evangelical theme of the Last Supper as institution of the Eucharist at the moment when Christ, at the far right of the table, blesses the bread and the jar of wine, while the apostles attentively observe the simple ceremony with serenity, and Judas, at the upper left, expresses his despair. The powerful presence of the characters, rough men from the fields, without gestures denoting mysticism, does not conceal an austere space and rustic furniture. It is not the first time, nor would it be the last, that Bela Zanetti interprets this biblical passage. The supper at Emmaus is not just a story, but pulls us upwards towards the encounter with the absolutely unexpected and unthinkable of the eschatological, the encounter with the crucified and risen Messiah, and finally the face-to-face contemplation of the Trinitarian God. Therefore, it proclaims, "Blessed those who open to the Master when he calls on the last day, for he himself will serve the table and share his food with them." It is not surprising that various religious families who have understood their lives as a prelude, a glimpse of what is to come, have adopted that image of the refectory table served by angels. A relief currently preserved in the Museum of Sacred Art in Peñafiel, coming from the Church of San Miguel de Reollo, presents the supper at Emmaus. This miraculous appearance of Christ to the disciples at Emmaus is one of the doctrinally rich scenes from the Passion and Resurrection cycle. Specifically, it is the evangelist St. Luke who recounts the return of two disciples to Emmaus after the crucifixion when a traveller appeared on their path and asked the reason for their sadness. Their grief for the Master's death was tempered by the perplexity caused by the woman's testimony, indicating he might have risen. During the journey, the new companion explained everything the Scriptures said about the Messiah, and upon reaching Emmaus, the disciples encouraged him to stay as night approached. During supper, he took the bread, blessed it, and gave it to them, and upon recognizing him at that moment, he vanished. A monumental canvas by Felipe Gil de Mena, around 1644, belonging to the National Sculpture Museum in Valladolid and coming from the convent of San Francisco in the same city, captures the miracle in the refectory. The painting follows the theoretical and thematic currents emanating from the Council of Trent, representing a miraculous episode in the life of St. Francis of Assisi, where St. Dominic of Guzman is also present. When both fathers were in Rome and St. Francis invited St. Dominic to share bread with his community, the latter did not have enough food. Faced with such a lack, the two saints began to pray, after which angels descended from the sky with abundant food, distributing it among all present. The cartouche at the bottom of the painting, like those in the series dedicated to St. Francis, narrates the event, although part of the inscription is lost. The scene takes place in the refectory, the friars seated on one side of the table with St. Francis in the centre and St. Dominic to his right, reacts surprised at the miraculous presence of the angels distributing food. In this realm, a remarkable altarpiece situated in its original location stands out, attributed to the French artist Francisco Yuli for its design and sculpture. This mid-16th century ensemble draws special attention to the broad central relief depicting the Holy Trinity, over a fluffy celestial glory filled with cherubs. God the Father, wearing an imperial crown, is seated, holding the crucified figure of his Son in his right hand, a triumphant sign of his redemptive grace, with the dove of the Holy Spirit floating above both. The scene adds a more human tone than usual by holding Christ by the body, to indicate the side wound rather than from the crossbeam of the cross, although the cross does not rest on the Father's lap.